Adult ESL Pronunciation and Phonetic Symbols Audio. By Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. Pronunciation plays a major part in learning English. Pronunciation controls how words sound. For a student to be able to communicate efficiently, he or she must be able to pronounce words correctly. Many adults learning the English language has difficulty with this. This in turns makes them feel embarrassed and uncomfortable when speaking. Intonations also a part of the English language. Intonations indicates the attitude and emotion of a speaker. It signals between a statement and a question. This audio covers English conversation and pronunciation. This audio also covers phonetic symbols flashcards and intonations as a case study to help the student express him or herself in an appropriate way. Adults will learn about syllables and how to make connections between written and spoken words. They will also learn how to use intonations when speaking. The best way to learn the English language is not to be afraid of making mistakes and embracing your mistakes. At the end of this book, adults will feel more confident in their English abilities. They will learn why pronunciations are important, and why syllabus plays a significant role in English. They will know the appropriate ways to use intonations, and the several types of intonations that are used. Students will match words that have the same pronunciation. They will do vocabulary activities, matching games, sentence structures, and writing passages, among other fun activities. Part A: What is a syllable? In English, we break our words up into units that we call syllables. Each syllable can only contain one vowel sound. Some words are only one syllable long, like the words one, two, dog, can, pig, and sun. Most words are made up of more than one syllable, which means there must be at least one vowel sound for each syllable. However, it is important for you to remember that one vowel sound might contain more than one vowel. For example, the word rain contains two vowels, A and I, but it makes only one vowel sound, AI sounds like a long A, and therefore, it has only one syllable. Part B, make sentences using the following words. 1. 2 dog. Can. Pig. Sun. Part C, making better connections between written and spoken words. Have you ever noticed that the words you read in a book might seem unfamiliar to you until you hear a native English speaker say the word aloud? Afterwards, you realize that you have heard this word before and even know what it means, but you did not make the connection between the spoken word and the written word. It is especially frustrating because they don't seem anything alike to you. Fortunately, there are a few tips that will help you to pronounce and recognize these words when you see them in print. Part C, Exercise 1, listen to the passage. My name is Roger. Once when I was walking, I saw a big dog wearing a hat with pink stripes. The dog was very friendly and wanted to play. I was scared because the dog was so big. When the dog went to jump on me, I screamed and shouted, "Move!" The dog started to run the opposite way. When the dog started running the opposite way, I ran in my house and double-locked my door. When I go outside every now and then, I look down the street in fear of seeing the dog. Vocabulary words. Please repeat after me. Big. Hat. Run. Pink. Lock. Now and then. Part C, Exercise 2, answer the below questions. 1. Who saw a big dog? 2. What was the dog wearing? 3. Was the dog friendly? 4. What size was the dog? 5. Who ran in the house? 6. Who ran the opposite way? 7. What color were the stripes in the dog hat? Part D, recognizing and pronouncing closed syllable. A closed syllable is one that ends with a consonant. Dot closed syllables contain short vowel sounds. For example, big, hat, run, pink, lock, and then. While these examples happen to be one-syllable words, this rule applies to multi-syllable words too. Take the word discontent. You would divide it into three syllables, dis/con/tent. Since each syllable ends with a consonant, all the vowels are short. Recognizing and pronouncing open syllables. An open syllable does not end in a consonant, in other words, the vowel is left open. In these cases, the vowel in the open syllable is long. For example, the first syllable in the word report, re/port, is open so the e is long. In the word donut, do/nut, the first syllable ends in the vowel o, which is long. Pronouncing syllables that end in a silent e. When you come across a word that ends in a silent e, you need to apply a different rule. Since the e is silent, it does not create its own syllable, so you can treat this word as a one-syllable word even though it has two vowels separated by a consonant. The silent e tells you that the vowel that comes before the e will have a long pronunciation. Examples: hope, name, dime, use, and mile. In each of these cases, the first vowel is long. There are several other rules of greater complexity, but these should help you pronounce many words that have given you trouble in the past. After a bit of practice, you will quickly recognize how to break words into syllables and then apply one of the rules above. Part D, Exercise 1, make a sentence using each of the following words: hope, name, dime. Part E, practice saying the words that starts with letters P, B, T, C, K, D, G. P for pig. P for pen. B. B for breakfast. B for back. T. T for toast. T for tooth. D. D for dog. D for drum. C. C for cat. C for coat. K. K for key. K for kite. G. G for great. G for goose. Part E/Exercise Reading Passage. One day there was a farmer and his friends plowing in the field. When plowing, the farmer saw an injured brown dog. The farmer asked the friends to help him pick up the dog. The farmer's friends refused to help, because the dog was barking at them. To keep the dog from barking at his friends, the farmer went in the house and came out with a stake and fed it to the dog. Answer the below questions. Who was plowing? Who was injured? What color is the dog? Who saw the injured dog? Who was barking at the farmer's friends? What did the farmer go in the house and get? What did the farmer give to the dog? Practice time. Repeat after me. Roger was plowing. The dog was injured. The is brown. The farmer saw the injured dog. The brown dog was barking at the farmer's friends. The farmer went in the house and got a stick. The farmer gave the dog a stick. This concludes today's audio. I hope you enjoyed it.